This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID numbers are back up since last week. The state reports 88 people in the hospital, the first increase in about 3 months. The state's positive test rate is up to 4.8%, just below the 5% level that gives health officials some concern. The school board for the New American School Charter System says it will not consider any collective bargaining options after teachers offered three different proposals in an attempt to unionize. Colette Simpkins is a teacher at one of the group's schools. She said teachers feel let down.
These people are not in our classrooms, so I don't know how they feel that they know what is best for us and for our students when the only time I see them outside of a board meeting is at graduation.
Union organizers say more than 70% of teachers support the effort. A Denver nonprofit focused on providing services for Colorado Latinos is opening a branch in Pueblo. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Since the 1970s, Servicios de la Raza has provided Denver's low-income Latino population with health care and mental health services, financial counseling, and assistance re-entering society post-incarceration, among other things. The Pueblo location will add to five operating in Metro Denver when it opens at the end of the month. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A fire destroyed several buildings Wednesday in Monte Vista in the San Luis Valley. Around 100 homes were evacuated. By Wednesday night, fire officials said they had stopped the spread of the fire and reduced the evacuation zone to around 30 homes. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.